Really, Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. Simon Tov Kuf Samach Zayin. Hashori Betainis. Yochol Litom Kedei Revis. Ubabad She Yifrot. On a regular fast day, not in Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you can actually have water in your mouth and then spit it out. The simple Uviyom Kippur V'Tisha B'Av Asiv. On those days it's Asiv. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that on the other fast days, we fast because if we're mekabel to fast on ourselves. It didn't begin as an outright chiyuv. And the Kabbalah was that you're allowed to have the food in your mouth. If you want to taste something, to see, you know, you're cooking, to want to taste it, to see if it's the right amount of ingredients that you want, and then you spit it back out. The Ramah says, V'yesh machmirim b'kol tainis v'achinu agin. And some are machmir in all the tainis tzibors, even though you don't need a kabbalah, in all the tainis tzibors, as well. So the Ashkenazi custom is not to put food in your mouth on the tainis at all, even if you want to spit it out, but there's an exception. If you're cooking for a Sudas Mitzvah that night, then you can be somech on the shita that's mekyo to taste it a little by little and then spit it out to see if you need salt or other ingredients, and then spit it out. Sif Beis. Yeshomim Shiloi Tiu Revis Famachas Elamat Mat. The first sheet to hold, you could only have a little in your mouth at a time, then spit it out. The Yeshomim, no, I feel a Famachas Yacholi Tomai Kiri Revis. You can have a whole Revis in your mouth at one time. If you can be careful not to swallow at all, and you know you're not going to swallow at all, even a Revis at one time, you can be Mekulon. Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas whether one can rely on this. The Chayadam is machmir, like the first opinion. Now, a revis that we have nowadays, either 3 ounces or 5 ounces, it's very, very hard to get that much in your mouth at one time and not swallow anything. So based on the metzias, one should probably not put a whole revis in his mouth at one time. If one is, let's say, tasting it for cooking for later, just taste little by little and then spit it right out. Sif Gimel. Misha darko lirchos piv b'shachris b'tainis sibur lo kasher l'mevet hachli. Someone who rinses his mouth out in the morning should not do it on a fast day, because you might swallow by mistake. Aval b'tainis yachid shari kevan shapoli. But in a tainis that you accept upon yourself, not a tainis that's in the Tanakh, tainis you accept upon yourself, then you're allowed to, as long as you spit it out later. Even if there's more than revis, like the Shulchan Aruch said in the previous seif. So another fast in a tiny shachid we're making now. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're b'makom tsar, yesh latir b'chitzas peh b'mayim b'chol tiny sibur. If it's makom tsar, it's very, very difficult for you without rinsing your mouth out. So then you can be mekel on a tiny tzibur, but you should be very careful to bend over so that you don't come to swallow the water at all. Oh. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, even on Tisha B'Av, if it's a tsar gadol, mamish, you can't think straight. It's so painful for you not to rinse your mouth out. Even on Tisha B'Av he'd be mekel, but with Yom Kippur you should gam b'zeh. You should machmer on Yom Kippur to not rinse your mouth out at all under any circumstances. Here is the lashon of guidelines. May the mouth be rinsed. One may rinse the mouth with water or mouthwash only if a bad taste causes discomfort. Only a small amount of liquid should be used while leaning forward in order to ensure that it is not swallowed. May the teeth be cleaned. The teeth may be cleaned with a dry toothbrush. Toothpaste may be used only if the bad taste in the mouth causes discomfort. On Tisha B'Av, guideline says, one may rinse the mouth with wet water or mouthwash only if a bad taste causes extreme discomfort. Only a small amount of liquid should be used while leaning forward in order to ensure that it is not swallowed. May the teeth be cleaned. The teeth may be cleaned with a dry toothbrush on Tisha B'Av. Regarding rinsing the front part of the mouth, So the some are mekil, even if not, even without the tzar. The Aruch Shulchan and others are mekil like that. Regarding taking medications, so it says in the Weekly Lacha discussion, medications prescribed by a doctor may be taken on Shabbos or Tammuz. One who has difficulty swallowing pills without water may drink the amount of water required to swallow them. There is no need to ruin the taste of the water before drinking it. That's from Avshalma Zalman and others. And he quotes here in the footnotes, this would be mutter even on Tisha B'Av as well. That already on Tisha B'Av is more of a shaila. He's making, you have to ask your a Rav. But here in the Weekly Halacha discussion, he's making even on Tisha B'Av.